Social distancing, it's one of those pandemic buzzwords, but it does cause problems if you are blind or partially sighted or have a hidden disability. Getting out and about is not as easy as it may sound, but there are some answers. We have some news on some visible identifiers, some wearables that can help. Gareth, you're with RNIB. So what are the difficulties for visually impaired people when it comes to social distancing?
Yeah, I guess the ones that most people have and continue to experience are when they're out in public, purely because of your limited vision. You simply can't see how close you are to another member of the public. And a consequence of that for a lot of people with sight loss, including myself, has been that, you know, you have got too close. And we've had numerous reports or people phoning the RNIB helpline about being verbally abused. You know, people becoming quite aggressive because purely by accident, because of their sight loss, they haven't been able to social distance. There's other examples of people, again, not realizing where a queue is outside a shop and walking pretty much straight in, again, getting a lot of verbal abuse from members of the public. Because, again, a lot of people with sight loss don't have a guide dog, don't necessarily use a cane. And so why would members of the public realize that we have a hidden disability? And it does surround not just around shopping, but, you know, getting on the bus or the train or out walking, you know, quite a busy park. Yeah, it's just simply not being able to see well enough to socially distance effectively.
So have you been advising people on steps that could perhaps help when they're out and about? I know you mentioned the identifier, the sort of socially distanced support there.
We haven't just been advising RNIB's customers or people with sight loss. We've also been advising professionals working in stores, again, to help communicate with people with sight loss, to ask if they do require assistance. And early on in the pandemic, we were talking about things such as, you know, the sunflower lanyard, or to use a cane if you're not really comfortable using one or you don't use it very often, just so it does help distinguish you from the general public per se.
Now, we also have with us Chantal from Hidden Disability Sunflower. Thank you very much for joining us, Chantal. Could you tell us a bit about the organisation?
Yes, of course, and thank you for having me. Please Give Me Space is funded by Hidden Disability Sunflower. We raise awareness of hidden disabilities and promote understanding of kindness. And that product is a beautiful sunflower on a green background, and it started off at Gatwick Airport, and since its inception is now recognised UK airports here and many abroad, supermarkets. You've also got the rail network, leisure facilities, so it's really sort of gaining momentum. And the Please Give Me Space concept is in a direct response to COVID-19. We were, you know, really happy to work with the RNIB and endorsement from the Cabinet Office to develop Give Me Space.
Although the Please Give Me Space concept and products were initiated by RNIB, we've always come from the perspective that this is for the mass population. And as Chantal said, it's great to want to have, you know, government support, certainly in England, and we're looking to sort of government support in the devolved nations as well. But also we're working with charities such as Age UK, again, because purely by age, you know, your chances of having real serious impact from COVID is much higher. We're working with Guide Dogs UK, the MS Society are working with us. And it's also just been wonderful as well that a number of the leading supermarkets such as Aldi are picking up on this. At the moment, if you go to any sort of checkout in Tesco's, for example, you'll see the sunflower lanyard as a standard product, if you like, at the tills. And what we're aiming to do is to have the Please Give Me Space lanyard or face covering or a snood to be in those positions where everybody can acquire something, as well as the members of the staff in those supermarkets as well.
So if any business would like to join the initiative, they can do that for free, and then by joining they then get access to the training, they get access to scalable posters. We've put QR codes on the posters so that anyone who zaps it on their mobile will be taken through to our website where they can get it more information and products. And we've also made it so that businesses can put their own logo on, so that, you know, that would be great for their branding. So we're really trying to make this as easy as possible and as accessible as possible so that businesses of any size can get involved, they can educate their staff. They may have a member of staff who has fallen into one of the categories that we've been talking about today, and they might want to wear it. I don't know whether you've noticed when you go to the supermarkets, you know, very often the shop staff, in a sense, are a little bit invisible to the customers, and customers are not giving them space. They need to socially distance as much as their customers do. So, you know, it is for everyone. Very clear and simple message.
We're also working closely with one of the main unions in the UK, the Union for Shop Distribution and Allied Workers. They have 400,000 members in the UK, work predominantly in the four major supermarkets. But they're also the guys that deliver the food to your door. They'll be coming on board with this and promoting this. So it really is gaining a huge groundswell.
The Please Give Me Space sign is a person in a yellow circle in between two arrows to indicate space. So each of the products that have been sort of developed and are available have this image on them. And we've got lanyards and ID cards that you can attach to them in a very similar way that the Hidden Disability Sunflower is available. And then there's some really cool snoods. They're black with the yellow person in this yellow circle with the arrows on. And then we've got some face masks, so black face masks, and they've got, you know, the emblem is very bold and visible on there. And then we've got some really cool pin badges, and there are tabards as well. So you can really take, you know, your messaging, you know, as big and as loud as you want to and as you feel comfortable with.
And if people would like to get their hands on these or find out more, Chantal, what's the best way to do that?
So we have a website, and it is www.pleasegivemespace.uk. Through the RNIB, there are links over to the website as well. Hopefully, we are easy to reach.
One other thing, Alan, as well, with a bit of sort of the history of where this came from, right from the very beginning, the blind and partially sighted community have been part of the research process, part of the development process. So through every stage of this, RNIB's customers or members have been involved through focus groups, through different surveys. So all the way along the line that we're presented with an issue. So we listened, we thought about it, and we really engaged with our customers to come up with, you know, what people are wearing in shops up and down the high streets across the UK today.
A great example of collaboration there. Thanks to Gareth and to Chantal for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you
very much.